Hello, this is Tarkus Trooper again, back at you to ramble. I got a thought to share with you. See, as I was skimming over some topics to write for my next script, you see, it's kind of hard to stray away from the last topic that you written about, but needless to say, I can't be dragged away from Ginger Transformation right now. And I blame this one dude, this one script writing dude. He knows who he is. I see you, baby. Anyway, yeah. I love his script so much. Okay, so anyway, as I was trying to skim through a list of topics to write, and I just could not be help. I could not help but be dragged back into the premise of another gender transformation audio. And I was thinking, hey, how about in this script? How about this guy wanders into a strip club and he goes to enjoy a show, you know? And then some douchebag happens to spike his drink, and he happens to drink it, and then he feels weird. He has to excuse himself in the bathroom. He finds out he's growing big, huge tits, and a dripping wet cunt, and a big, round Nicki Minaj ass. So, and this is where the magic starts. I was thinking, hey, how about when he finds, when this person turns into like a big boobed, big ass bimbo person, I wonder if she'll go up on stage and like push the stripper off the stage, like, back the fuck up, honey. This is my show. This is my show. My show. And so, yeah, I was wanting to write a bimbo transformation, gender transformation script based around being in a strip club. And so, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about good stripper songs. Now, as I was trying to search for a playlist on YouTube, I swear, I have a point, really. I was going to YouTube, and I was, before I even wrote the script, I haven't even typed one word of it before I even started. I haven't even typed one word of it yet. But as I was getting ready to write, I was searching for a YouTube worth of stripper songs, and I thought, huh, let's see this one. And there was this one song that I have not heard in a long time, and wouldn't you believe, I have the CD to it. I have the CD. It's Christina Aguilera's stripped album. And what do you believe? The first song that ever came on that playlist was Dirty. No, not Dirty. 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 With two R's. Or three. Two R's. Yeah. D-I-R-R-T-Y. Dirty. Not Dirty. 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 Yes, so just a proper way of pronouncing that title. Dirty. Christina, you nasty. Okay, so as I was about this close to writing my first word of that script I was talking about, oh, a lot of nostalgia came back. I mean, I didn't feel the urge to strip, though, believe it or not, when I heard Dirty. I was ready to just get up, start jumping around, and just pump my fist in the air listening to Dirty. Oh, I love that song. For some reason, that's another one of my guiltiest pleasures, is Dirty. Any Christina Aguilera song is a guilty pleasure of mine, because that chick can sing. That chick, she can sing, and I know I'm going a bit too fast. I'm a little bit caffeinated up to my eyeballs right now with some Diet Mountain Dew, so you gotta excuse that, but if you don't mind, I'll just revel in it. Okay, so yes, heard Dirty for the first time in years, and I just want to just get up, jump around, pump my fists in the air, and just go singing it out through the house, but I can't because everybody's asleep. Fuck. And there was another song that, but Dirty really does make a really, really good stripper song. I mean, there have been times where, you know, I mean, last time I ever heard it was back in about 2 or 3 years ago, and I listened to the song, and I kind of did a little bit of a sexy dance to it once or twice, maybe, but most of the time, whenever I hear that song, I just have to do a lot of fist pumps. Like, ladies, move. Gentlemen, move. Somebody ring the alarm. A fire in the room. Ring the alarm. And I'm throwing elbows. You know. And that's one of the rarest hip-hop songs I like. Yeah, it's a pop hip-hop, you know, thing. It's one of the rarest songs I like. And that just gets me amped up. Now, another song that's really good to strip to, I think... Oh, a really good song to strip to. Let's see. And I don't think it's on the playlist or anything, but I'm just saying this in my opinion. I know that... I know of a good stripper song. Oh, Temptation by Prince. Got that slow, swaying beat to it. Oh, so perfect for stripping, doing a slow striptease, you know. Yeah, a little bit sultry enough to do a gown and glove dance to it, you know. I don't know. The preference is up to you. But really, I think Temptation by Prince, any song by Prince is perfect for stripping because, hey, he's the master of sex and R&B. Why not? Or is he one of them? Because Marvin Gaye, yeah, let's see. Oh, shit. Marvin Gaye, Barry White, Prince. Oh, but Prince, though. Prince is just dripping. His music is dripping with sexuality constantly. It's just like, whenever you hear Prince's music, you're in a constant state of horniness. It feels like that. Oh, yeah, and another song, a good song of his to strip to is I Wanna Melt With You from his Love Symbol album. Ooh, there have been times when I heard that song, I've been meaning to just, like, dance around my room in my skivvies, you know, just dance and kind of strip a little bit, but, you know, I don't know. It's rare. It's really rare to strip in my own room. Or strip dance, really. I am very notorious for being a very, very dorky dancer. I dance like a freaking toddler. Whenever I hear a good song, I just flail my arms around and just kick my heels up. You know, I can't help it, but when it comes to dancing sexy, it is rare. It is very, very rare. If I want to dance sexy, hey, why not turn on some Prince, maybe? Or maybe some Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, or better yet, I Want You by Marvin Gaye. Marvin, I Want You is such a good song to strip to, I think. Oh, another good song to strip to, I think. Oh, Justify My Love by Madonna. Justify My Love by Madonna is another good song to strip to. Yeah. It's just a sensual beat to it. I personally prefer the William Orbit remix to the song. It's better than the original. That's better to strip to anyway. Let's see. Everybody's gonna say, Pour Some Sugar on Me. I cannot agree more. Pour Some Sugar on Me is a pretty good, stripper song. Oh, but this made me think back to a time where I watched this Vine of this one girl, and this guy was asking her, can you pass the sugar, please? And then she starts dancing and Pour Some Sugar on Me. It comes on in the background, and she's like kicking her leg up, doing that twerking thing. And her boyfriend's like, no. It's like every time you hear Pour Some Sugar on Me, your inner stripper comes out. Or as the Vine says, it's PSTD, not post-stripper traumatic disorder, I think it was. Post-stripper traumatic disorder. I think that Vine said something like that. It was something like that. If you mention sugar, she starts dancing to Pour Some Sugar on Me. Oh god, that's so funny. And yeah, Pour Some Sugar on Me, that's a good stripper song. But I think one of the best stripper songs I have ever heard, gotta bring it back to Christina Aguilera, Nasty Naughty Boy. From her Back to Basics album, Nasty Naughty Boy is like a... it's like burlesque written all over it. And wouldn't you believe, yeah, she was in a movie called Burlesque. Wow, so surprising. I know, right? With Cher? Yeah. Anyway, so, speaking of burlesque, yes, Christina Aguilera did do a song called Nasty Naughty Boy, and that is the perfect stripping song ever. I mean, that even rivals David Rose's song called, of course, The Stripper. Of course. Oh, well, that's the number one song to strip to anyway. I mean, because The Stripper, of course. Does anybody need to tell you that? I don't think so. Yeah, so, anyway, Nasty Naughty Boy is just dripping and oozing with sensuality like you've never, ever, ever. You probably heard before from Christina, but not like this. Not like this. Christina is just giving it her all. And it's just that sensuality in there with that power, and that makes it all the more fun to strip to. You know, it's just, it's, and let me get my words together. She did a live version with the Pussycat Dolls, and I was just like, whoa, that is so fucking awesome. Having the Pussycat Dolls dance up there with you to Nasty Naughty Boy and sing with you. Oh, and when Nicole Scherzinger, other than Christina Aguilera, I think she's a really good vocalist too, Nicole Scherzinger. Oh, she could give Christina a run for her money. I hate to say that, but I mean, no, I don't hate to say that because, you know, it's true. Nicole Scherzinger, she can fucking well it. Well it. Ugh. And speaking of that, and you know, welling, she sings one hell of a cover version of Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. She can fucking wail it out. Oh my god, Nicole Scherzinger is so good. I'm gonna say that throughout the whole audio. So good. Nicole, watch out for her, okay? Okay. Anyway, other good stripper songs. Well, we already got Pony by Ginuwine. We already got Too Close by Next. Oof. As much as I hate to admit it, I have not heard that song before, but I've heard people say, oh, that's a good song to strip to. Too Close by Next. Oh, that's so sexy. And I haven't even heard it. Or I might have. But it's been so long ago. But there was this other song, too, that by Casey and JoJo, I think. Jodeci? Oh, fuck, I don't know who, I don't know what. The confusion sinks in. And now I'm just, oh, that song, Freaking You? Yes, that's another good song to strip to. Freaking You. You cannot help but just take your clothes off once you hear the sign. You hear the line, every time I close my eyes, I wake up feeling so horny. And it's just, okay, boom. Robe comes off, clothes come off, take me, baby. Fuck me and just enjoy the fucking show. Yes, and let's see another good stripper song. I know some of you people might say Body Language by Queen. I hate to admit it, but that, yeah, that is a pretty good stripper song. I have to give them credit for that. That is a pretty good stripper song. Well played, Queen. Well played, Freddie. Well played. Yeah, Body Language is a stripper song. Wow. Yeah, and let's see. Oh, another good stripper song. Damn it. I'm running out of good ones. Now, I think I've mentioned this a lot of the time about a few years ago. I used to... some of Janet Jackson's songs are really good for stripping, like Would You Mind? Especially Would You Mind? If you're going for that slow, sensual kind of rolling the hips and just sliding down your panties as you do it kind of thing. Ugh. Perfect for that. But if you want something fast, like something to torque to, you know, kind of torque yourself to, play Throb. Play Throb. That is such a fast-moving song, yet it has so much sex appeal to it. I just love it. I love it. May not have much lyrics, but guess what? Has enough sexuality. 'Cause you got sexuality. The sexuality to bring it home, you know? Okay, but yeah, Throb is a really good song if you want to go fast, you know, and kind of still kind of do a strip tease to it, you know? Or if you just want to keep your clothes on and just dance to it and be sexy with your clothes on, that's good too. But Would You Mind, if you want to go really slow, or Love Scene, Ooh Baby, from the same album, All For You. Those are some really good... She has a lot of good songs to strip to. Janet Jackson does. Okay, so let's see. Who else has some really good songs to strip to? Now, I want to think of some fast songs that you kind of can twerk to. Now, if you just ignore the lyrics, Now, this is another one of my... This is another one of my guiltiest pleasures, because it's recent. Because I've had some thoughts about some of you guys on GWA kind of stripping to this song and twerking to it. Oh, okay, so this is what got into my mind. You know this rapper named Cupcake with two K's? Yes, Cupcake. She has this song called Deep Throat. And I have no words. If you ignore the lyrics, though, if you read the lyrics, don't. Or if you really want to have that really upfront, honest kind of imagery of sex, like I swallowed, like there was this one part where she said, "I didn't swallow a baby, I think I swallowed twins," or something. It was, but anyway, if the beat to it might be good enough to, you know, kind of roll your hips a little bit, spin around on the pole, you know. Why am I doing that? You know, why am I moving my hips? I don't know, but I think I had that beat in my head. If you just leave it as an instrumental, that would be a stripper song by itself. But I mean, it wouldn't hurt if you had the "hump me, fuck me, da 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 make me choke" or something like that. I can't. Oh, it's so dirty, it's so nasty. I love it, but it's just like blowing bubbles with sperm. That kind of ruins the stripper mood. Kind of blowing bubbles with sperm when you come across that line. It was so good until that part. Ew, or something. Pink like salami. Yes, so I got my feet up on the dashboard, and I'm just rambling like an idiot about stripper songs. No, okay, change my mind. Just cross out Deep Throat by Cupcake. Just don't ever play that song if you don't want the lyrics to distract from your imagery. Like blowing bubbles with a sperm, or I don't think I swallowed a kid, I swallowed twins or something. It was something like that. It was something like that. The lyrics are so damn blunt. Like, my pussy pink like salami, and like, I don't squirt, I cream, or something, or something, or something, or something. There's just simple lines from that and just make everybody, ugh. Reading the lyrics makes me want to just find Jesus right away. Like, I need Jesus. I mean, not too heavy on Christianity, but after reading that, I was just like, oh my God, give me some eye bleach and just bring me closer to Jesus, please. But anyway, back on topic. Anyway, another good stripper song, I think, is, okay, we all know Nine Inch Nails' Closer is a really good stripper song, but I want to point out some songs that I think are good stripper songs. I think is, would it be weird to say one of Yes's songs called City of Love from their 90125 album? Yeah, City of Love is a good song to strip to, I think, because it's got that simple rockin' beat, you know? Yeah, I mean, Yes, the City of Love from their 90125 album. That's a pretty good song to strip to as well. Good girls, they work the city. Good guys, they spike you hard. How they jive and jingle when you're in the backyard. Yeah, that's such a good song. That's one of my favorites off that album, along with Leave It, Hold On, and of course, Owner of a Lonely Heart, which all three of them are very, very less likely to make it on the stripper playlist. Yeah, my stripper playlist. And of course, Nelly's Getting Hot in Here. Everybody knows it's a good stripper song, but I think, what's another good stripper song? Oh, God. Maybe Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd. Or Money by Pink Floyd. I mean, it has a pretty uneven time signature, but I think it'd be worth stripping to. I mean, call me crazy, but I think, yeah, Money is a pretty good song to strip to, I think, by Pink Floyd. How long have I rambled? I want to see how long I've... It's 23 minutes. Yeah, but I don't really care. I've got time. Too much time on my hands. No, that's not a good stripper song. That's more of a good disco dancing. No, it's not. What are you talking about? Okay, anyway, Tark, stay on subject. Stripper songs, okay? And stop yelling. Everyone can hear you just fine. I don't care! Anyway, yes, yeah. Like I said, I am hopped up on caffeine. Please, 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 please. If you like it, just bear with me. If you don't, still bear with me. Okay, so, another good stripper song I would consider strip-worthy. So hard to think. Fuck, I can't. Somebody help. I can't think of another stripper song. Would it be weird to think that, My Love and You're Never Gonna Get It's gonna be a good song? But I know that What a Man by Salt and Pepper and In Vogue. That's such a good stripper song. I would strip to that in a heartbeat. If you put on What a Man, it doesn't matter where... No, what? That's a lie. I mean, if you put on What a Man, I might not strip, but I will... There will be plenty of hip rolling. Kind of... And it's some shoulder shimmying. You know, What a Man, What a Man, What a Man, What a Mighty Good Man. Oh, that's such a... That's another song I haven't heard in a, quite a bit. Good bit. Tark has lost all ability to words. But no, What a Man is a really good strip song, I think. Really good stripping song. Oh, what if I wrote that into my... No, copyright infringement. That would be really bad. If I would have wrote down my character stripping to either What a Man or Dirty. Yeah. And see, okay, so this is kind of unrelated, kind of related at the same time, but I love, oh God, I kind of picture myself writing a script where the main character twerks. Since the guy is transformed into a girl, into a woman with big boobs, big ass, you know, the whole nine yards. And I was thinking, huh, she, I was thinking, I figured, huh, how well she has a big enough ass so she could pick a song that she can twerk to and have all the guys hypnotized by her ass jiggling and take them up to the VIP room and fuck her brains out. That would be so nice. Have a little bit of an ass jiggling private show of their own. So I was thinking, huh, some good songs to twerk to that are not really hip hop, but can be. Baby Got Back is disqualified. It we already know that it's a good song to twerk to. And Anaconda. And no. We're gonna do something like, you know. Oh, and Deep Throat by Cupcake. That one's just kind of disqualified too. Yet I still can't get that line. Help me! Fuck me! Daddy better make me choke. I can't get that out of my fucking head. And my inner stripper is just begging to come out and do a slut drop right there. The slut drop, that is a good dance move. I rarely ever do that move, ever, but except that one time I was at a friend's wedding and I got pretty hammered. I got pretty drunk on four things of apple cider and I did a slut drop right in the middle of the dance floor to, I think they played Partition by Beyoncé. I can't really remember, but I did a fucking slut drop right there. And I was surprised. My sober self can't even get that low. My sober self can't even get that low. And my sober self can't even twerk, even if she tried. But drunk me can really do a killer slut drop. I mean, my ex has told me so that I did a pretty killer slut drop there, and yeah, I did some twerking dance moves, but yeah, I got out of control that night, which might not be repeated ever again. Let's see what happens, but yeah, speaking of Partition, yeah, that makes for a good stripping song too, but oh, what was another good one? Shit. Ones you could twerk to. That are not from today. That are not from today. I want good twerking songs. Good twerking songs. With a melody. Oh, what was it? Well, Dirty's okay. What was the... Well... What am I kidding? Most of these don't have a melody to them anyway. It's just a drum beat. Oh, what was that hip hop song that can't stop, won't stop? Rockefeller with something. That girls that love us. Something. It was can't stop, won't stop. And I'm just butchering the lyrics. Can't stop, won't stop. Rockefeller something. I can't fucking remember the words. That's another good stripping song too, but you know, I think I rambled enough really trying to figure out which other stripper songs, and I'm hurting my brain already trying to rack through them, you know. Most of them's gonna be hip hop songs, most of it is gonna be by Prince, most of it is going to be burlesque songs. Like Nasty Naughty Boy and David Rose's The Stripper. That's the only things that have come to my mind are hip hop songs and maybe even a Motley Crue song or two, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. If anybody has any better stripper songs to choose, other than Closer by Nine Inch Nails, everybody knows that's a really killer stripper song. That is such a killer song. By the way, yeah, wanna fuck you like an animal. Who can't twerk to that? Okay? Yes, yeah, so, I am going to calm down and post this on whichever subreddit I can. And, yeah. I will see y'all later. Yeah, Tarkus Trooper out.